You're listening to a Get Serial podcast.
It's a bit of a mysterious show today. I'm very excited to be kind of seeing what's going on in the world. But I do want to say that if you want to follow along with what's going on behind the scenes, or if you want hints for what's coming in later shows, you should definitely follow us on Instagram at Get Serial Sin and on TikTok at Get Serial Sin, where we promise one day we will post something.
You never know.
Stranger things have happened. That's all I'm going to say. But look, I don't want to kind of not dwell on what's going on. I want to jump right into it. But before we do we have our helplines, Bianca?
Yes, we do. If you or anyone you know feels like they may need someone to talk to, please reach out to Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636, Kids Helpline at 1-800-55-1800, or QLife Helpline at 1-800-184-527. As I said, if you do need it, do reach out. There's no harm in doing so whatsoever. But with that, Annabelle, you have our first song.
I do have our first song, but I'm going to hold off the suspense for just one more second.
Ooh.
Because I forgot to say something very important, which is that if you like our show and you want to listen to it again later on, you can find it in a podcast edition. Find it on Omni FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. If it's got good podcasts, we're there.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. I checked our metrics this morning. We have a German listener who listened to last episode.
Hello.
So if they can listen to us in all the way from Germany, why can't you?
Very true. And to our German listener, hello. At the end, I will say, auf Wiedersehen. Don't go away yet. Wait till the end for the goodbye. But we are going to be jumping into a very good song. It is by a folk singer-songwriter based in Paris, France. Give Me a Reason by Augusta.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
You just heard Sinner by Elsie Wameo. Elsie is a Nairobi-born, Adelaide-based singer, rapper and producer who's making waves in the world of psychedelia, hip-hop, soul and R&B, and it's a very fun way, I'd say, to kind of start your morning. Before
Definitely.
That, you heard Give Me a Reason by Augusta. And look, I want to give you a reason to listen to Get Serial.
I've got plenty, but sure.
There are plenty, but one of them is keeping informed about what's going on in the world around you, which is very important, but sometimes a little overwhelming. So we're here to help. We'll help you kind of get the picture of what's going on.
Of course, and I will just take a step back for a second. We do have some more serious conversations coming up. So those helplines, if you need them, are available at Beyond Blue, 1300 224 636, Kids Helpline at 1800 55 1800, and QLife Helpline at 1800 184 527. If you do need them, do reach out. If you are worried about them, these stories maybe being a bit too much, please do feel free to turn down your radio for roughly 5 minutes, and we'll see you after. But with that, we're going to dive straight into our first news piece. Annabelle, have you got that one at the ready for us?
I do. So the Victorian Premier has apologised to victims of institutionalised abuse. During a rare joint sitting of Parliament, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan issued an apology to the victims of institutionalised abuse and neglect. Before 1990, over 90,000 children were placed in institutional care in Victoria, many of whom experienced harm from those who were supposed to protect them. Yesterday, Allan apologised to the victims who endured abuse as children, acknowledging the lifelong effects it has had on them.
Moving on, the High Court has rejected the Catholic Church's attempt to evade paying damages. So Australia's highest court has rejected the Catholic Church's attempt to avoid paying damages to the father of a choir boy who alleges he was sexually abused by Cardinal George Pell. The father, who cannot be named, claims to have suffered nervous shock upon learning the allegations that the Cardinal sexually abused his now deceased son in the mid-1990s. Pell maintained his innocence over the allegations until his death in January 2023. In 2020, the High Court overturned 5 convictions for abusing the man's son and another boy.
The Captain Cook sculpture that was defaced and torn down the other day is going to be re-erected in Melbourne. So a recently toppled statue of Captain Cook is set to be re-erected after local councillors rejected a motion to consult the community on its future. It was recently sawn off at the ankles and left on the ground with a noose around its neck the night before Australia Day. Port Phillip councillors voted in favour of returning the statue to its original place in Wednesday's council meeting, despite suggestions it could be moved to a museum instead.
And moving on to a bit more of a... I don't know if chipper's the right attitude for this story.
I wouldn't say chipper.
I'd say it's good. I'd say it's good news regardless.
It's good news. It's come from bad news, but it's good news now.
Yeah, everything good comes from something bad. But Victoria is to ban machete sales to minors.
I kind of thought that would have happened already.
I didn't know that as a minor I could have gone and bought a machete. It feels a bit strange.
It feels like it's one of those ones you shouldn't have to make a law on because we should already have it.
True. So the sale of machete to people aged under 18 is set to be banned under a new proposed legislation aimed at stamping out youth crime in Victoria. The state government has introduced the legislation to Parliament on Wednesday, which will also make it easier for police to search and seize guns. It comes after 15 children were questioned and 3 teenagers were arrested over an alleged crime spree across the city.
I'm very glad to hear this. I will say, when I was living in the UK, we had a spate of 13-year-olds breaking into the students' homes with machetes, and there is nothing like being a 20-year-old terrorised by 13-year-olds. They're scary.
There was a similar rule just brought over in the UK recently. I think it was with zombie knives, where they were banned. Zombie knives, for those who don't know, are very, very sharp, almost like utility knives, but they're almost just like army weaponry, kind of. They were banned only recently from being sold. And like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's a thing? I could just go out and buy like an army machete knife as like a 14-year-old? What?
It's good that we're getting new legislation. I will say, don't buy knives. Stay safe. And, you know, if you're wanting to know a bit more about crime news, it's a bit confusing. A spree of empty keg thefts is costing the Melbourne beer industry $30,000. So beer keg thieves have been targeting pubs across Melbourne, costing over $30,000 to all the pubs involved. And the Victoria Police said that the empty kegs, worth about $150 each, are often left outside pubs for collection by breweries, which clean and refill them. But with more than 200 empty kegs having been stolen, there's a bit of crime going on. You know what? I think people are taking recycling to a whole new level. Maybe let the keg companies come clean them up.
It's impressive because those are heavy. Like, have you lifted a keg before?
If you look at me, you know I've never lifted a keg before. I'm very weak.
They are surprisingly hefty. To have just, like, driven by and gone, I want that, is, like, I need to know what they're thinking. But we do have two last pieces of news to end the show.
King Charles has contracted cancer, according to a statement by the Buckingham Palace. We don't know what type it is, but he's currently in treatment.
And Bow Repairs has shut its doors for good. For anyone who grew up in Australia like me, that means we're not going to see those ads anymore, which I think that's the most devastating part, to be honest. But with that, we're going to dive into our next song. And, well, it's going down now. From Persona 3, Reload, you're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard Magic Woman Dancing by Emily Warama. Now, Emily Warama is a proud Hobart-based woman and artist hailing from the Groot Island. They have appeared at Yaboon Festival, Clearly Festival, Clancery Festival, Oz Asia Festival, and the Protect Our Oceans Benefit Series. Now, auspiciously released in line with her birthday, Magic Woman Dancing is the first taste of her yet-to-be-announced new album. So if you liked what you heard, definitely keep an eye out and keep an ear out for this wonderful Hobart-based artist. But Before that was another song, and it's a song that I personally cannot get enough of right now. It is It's Going Down Now from Persona 3 Reload. We actually don't know the artist officially because they have not released the soundtrack officially just yet. So we don't know that just yet, but I have a feeling it is Lin who did the soundtrack for the previous game. Gotta say though, if you liked what you heard there, check out the soundtrack. I have been playing it recently. Apart from it being a 10 out of 10 game, the soundtrack so far is, I'd say maybe an 8 out of 10. There are some not so great pieces, but there are a lot of very, very, very good pieces. But with that, we're going to dive into something that I don't know if it's so great or not. Annabelle?
Well, look, I'm going to say it's going down in the food crime section today because there are a lot of things that should be made illegal in this life.
Yep.
You know, we talked about the ban of selling machetes to under 18s. That should be illegal. But arguably, even more so, the fact that gummy bear loaded fries are now being sold. And if you're saying, hey, what are gummy bear loaded fries? First of all, enjoy your bliss. Turn down the radio for a second. It's unfortunately exactly what it sounds like. Think of fries with melted gummy bears, already the texture is wrong, and sprinkles on top. And if you're thinking, hey, not enough gummy bears, they've
it's
got you covered.
Full gummy bears, isn't
yeah, they? It's not just melted ones. They throw a few full-formed ones as well. That should be illegal.
My immediate thought is, firstly, ew.
Correct word, yes.
I've seen an image of this. It just looks like someone's melted, like, crayons into chips and they look cold. And I don't really like the idea of, like, it would have essentially the same texture as cheese, I imagine, when you do the pull. But, like, I don't want that with, like, something I can see through and that's colourful and that at that point doesn't look like gummy bears anymore.
Well, I want to say when it, like, cools down, I assume it, like, hardens
it
or congeals.
It just becomes like a block of chip.
It could be like cement. I think they could use it in building. That's
honestly? Yeah, they could. They totally could. But, you know, they're not the only food crime going down. And we should mention these food crimes can be found if you're... If you're brave, you can find these at the Sydney Royal Easter Show in just a little while. All in the same place, may I add. But the next one is a Krispy Kreme chicken burger, or as it's apparently commonly known, but I'd never heard of this, an Elvis burger. Now, an Elvis burger is two glazed donuts, and in between them, you have a piece of schnitzel, sometimes two, and sometimes they even have chili jam on top. And... look, I love a chicken burger. I think a chicken burger can be done to perfection and can, like, rewrite your life if it's done right. But...
well, this could rewrite your life. I just think it would send you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, send me to hospital.
Yeah. I mean, look, we know that contrasts can be good. Controversial. Pineapple and pizza. Great. You got the sweet. You got the salty.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. If you don't like pineapple and pizza... I just think that you refuse to see change and innovation.
I just think you're boring.
You've heard it here first. You've got the true answers. I don't know if I can extend this idea of sweet and, like, savory to glazed donuts and chicken. I don't think I'm brave enough.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones where it's like, if it was maybe like a bagel.
Maybe.
I might be able to get through that. Even if it was a croissant, like the sweetness of a croissant, it'd be a little off-putting. But I'd still be able to do it. But an entire glazed donut? That's a lot of sugar.
It's two glazed donuts. Because I was kind of thinking you cut a bagel in half, cut a donut. But it's not. It's literally a full donut schnitzel on a...
yeah, it's two full donuts.
What I want to say, for any Sydney listeners, if you're out there, please go to the Royal Sydney Easter Show. Please take a photo. You don't have to eat it. I would never ask that of our listeners. But send us a photo on Instagram. It gets your real sin. Because I need to know... I need to see it for my own eyes.
Yeah, and if you do eat it, let us know what it's like. Are we wrong? Is it, like, an actual hit?
Maybe it's amazing.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But something that I don't think is amazing is our last food crime that you can find there is the neon hot dogs. Now, if I handed you a hot dog, what would you expect to be on top of it?
Okay, I'm thinking onions.
Yep.
I'm thinking ketchup.
Yep.
Maybe mustard. I'm a boring hot
dog.
No,
that's
person.
Fair. That's what I'd put on, maybe some cheese. But
really?
Outside of... yeah, cheese is lovely on a sausage. But they have a regular Frankfurter in a coloured bun with a colourful range of aioli sauces. And I've seen these are like straight up neon. Like if you look at our logos on our Instagram, which you should go check out, Get Cereal Sin, it is that but turned up. Like there is hot pink, there is like neon green, there is like a deep ocean blue.
I just think that as humans, we have this like evolutionary like skill to stay alive. Like we know not to eat brightly coloured berries off the trees. You know, like normally bright colours indicate that it's not safe for us to eat. I think that the evolutionary skill should come in now. If you see a hot dog and it's bright purple or green, I just think it's going to scream like not safe.
Yeah, if you see this kind of stuff, maybe it's worth looking after yourself. Here is Yourself by Midlife. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin.
And Keaton Henson is a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, and ceramicist based.
Huh.
Yeah, he's a man of many skills.
I mean, ceramicist is a word I did not expect to hear. But you know what? Have your finger in every pie you can just in case something doesn't work.
Exactly. You know what? It's good to have, I don't want to say backup options, but multiple options.
Definitely.
True creative. Before that, you did hear Yourself by Mildlife. Bet you didn't know that you were on radio, but that
you
was yourself.
Be. You could be. If you went to sin.org.au/get involved, you can see about joining us on the air. Maybe you could find the answer to this perplexing sausage-based mystery.
And
Annabelle?
It's not the neon sausages that we were talking about a bit earlier. It's something far more serious.
A bit more sinister.
Residents of New Zealand's Waiheke Island have been finding single sausages wrapped in white bread left in their letterboxes. As accusations are flying and motives are questioned, victims say that the mystery is tearing the community apart. The first sausage arrived in the summer of 2022. Wrapped in white buttered bread and coated in tomato sauce. The real question, who is the Surfdale sausager?
You have to wonder. Like, this isn't a big town, right? Word hasn't gotten around and they're not, like, starting to check when people are buying sausages. I feel like if this is happening and you get caught at, like, your local supermarket buying a 10-pack of sausages, people are going to raise their eyebrows a little bit. But I also love the idea of this being like a mystery throughout the city, throughout the little town, being like almost movie-like where everyone's all of a sudden suspecting each other. It's such a little fun thing.
It is so much fun. If you read the quotes, so they're coming out of the situation, everyone is having the time of their lives. This isn't like people say like, there's a sausage in the letterbox. This is breaking up friendships, apparently. It has become the mystery. I would like to share with you some quotes. This is from Jacob, one of the first victims. However, I will say, Jacob has also apparently been a suspect in the mystery. So take what he says with a grain of salt. But Jacob said, it happened again and again, to the point where I messaged my friends thinking they were playing a joke on me. And all of them had photos of sausages in their letterboxes, which is when I knew it was a serious problem. It's tearing my friend group apart. It's tearing Waiheke apart because we just don't know who it is. But he says to the culprit, I know you're out there. Just know one thing. You will be unmasked and your horrible deeds will be known by the community and you will be shunned.
I was going to say they could say, you know, you'll be de-sausaged, but that feels a bit different.
That feels very threatening. It feels like a step above. But I love how much fun everyone's having. If you read articles, the journalists are having the time of their lives.
Can you imagine, like, walking into a small town? We have an interview later today and, you know, we've had to write questions for it. We've had to write questions for every interview we ever do. But I can only imagine the fun you would have writing questions for this.
It must be so much fun. It would just be the best case. You know, it's a grilling case, but, you know, no sausage left unturned.
I seriously want, like, a movie or a series, maybe like the Cornetto trilogy kind of stuff, like a Hot Fuzz, where it is just someone walking around, like a detective coming into a little New Zealand town being like, who's dropped the sausages?
I will say, before we move on, because I do want to I did say that Jacob was an alleged suspect. I do want to say he has been proven innocent. The town was turning against him. Even one of his friends said that it was the perfect cover-up for Jacob to pretend to be a victim.
Yeah.
But Jacob's mum did say that he was out of town for 8 days when they first got sausaged.
Ooh.
So, you know, Jacob, he's a free man. I just don't want to point too many fingers at Jacob, you know?
No. I feel like he might be almost thrown under the bus a little bit, maybe by another suspect. But that's maybe something that we'll have to figure out later down the road. But I just want to say that there are actually now, in response to this, actual ways to send sausages to your friends. There is a website called sendasausage.co.nz where you can quite literally just send a sausage in a nice little, like, almost really nice package. It's not the same one. That's worth mentioning.
It's a bit more deluxe. It looks like if you've graduated from university and you get the tube that's meant, you know, like that kind of cardboard tube that doesn't have anything in it.
But it's got a sausage.
But it's got a sausage. So arguably way better than an empty graduation tube.
Hmm. Well, if you've ever been sent a sausage in the mail, let us know through our Instagram. And maybe, just know, maybe we'll find out about Jacob. Maybe he's having a bit of a long play with this. Here is Long Play by Obscura Hall. You're listening to Get Serial, the best radio station. What a classic song that is. Mark Morrison with Return of the Mac. And before that was Long Play by Obscura Hall. That is actually part of our Sweet 16. If you want to check that out, you can do so every single week at sin.org.au, or you can do it on the Sunday Sweets show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Check them out. Tell them we said hi. And who knows, you might just hear your new favourite music. I've heard plenty through that, to be honest. But we're going to move on to talking about someone who usually we're pretty kind to. I think usually. But it's getting very hard to defend Miss, you know, little indie artist Miss Taylor Swift as of recently, as she continues to do things that are questionable.
I feel like you're making it sound like she's murdered someone.
Not exactly.
I feel we should be clear. Environmentally, not the best impact.
Environmentally, like, horrendous.
I do think that we do give her a pass in social media for her emissions from her private jets.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, her emissions and her travel on the private jets are all throughout the news recently because, simply put, she is producing an incredible amount. She sparked scrutiny over the carbon dioxide emissions that her private jet produces. If she attends the Super Bowl from Tokyo, her travel on a Dassault Falcon 900LX could release over 200,000 pounds of carbon dioxide, equivalent to 14 times the average American household emissions in a year. It is worth mentioning she has traveled on this jet a lot, specifically so she can see her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. Now, I'm all for, you know, going to see your partner, a long drive, anything like that. But she's producing more carbon dioxide than some small countries.
It is huge. It's hard because I can understand why. It's not like Taylor Swift can travel economy, you know?
No.
I understand that, like, she's in a bit of a different echelon. There are security risks. Also, I guess, like, she's got a very busy schedule. She can't really, like, schedule her life around flight times and delays, but
there are other ways to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but this is, you can't drive across the water.
You can drive across the US, though.
True, but does Miss Swift have time in her schedule?
She can make time, or she can do what every other human does where they can't make time, and their partner is in a distant place.
FaceTime.
Run a long-distance relationship. You don't need to be at every single game.
True. It's a lot. I will say, kind of related, did you see the Japanese embassy had to release a statement about this?
No, I didn't.
It wasn't about the climate impact, but basically it was a very Taylor Swift, like, Easter egg-filled media release with the names of her song, and it was to reassure fans who were concerned about Taylor Swift's Japanese, like, segment of the tour that she would be able to make the Super Bowl because people had been kind of worried she was cutting it close. And so the Japanese embassy in the United States did release a statement saying, don't worry, we've done the maths, she will be able to make both and you don't need to worry.
You know, part of me wonders if we're fetishizing celebrities just a little bit too much nowadays, but you know, that's a whole different conversation.
It's like idolatry, I will say. I think we are idolizing, but I just think, obviously, if you've got a platform like that, it is good to maybe be a bit more environmental.
Yeah, you know, do it the way that a lot of other celebrities maybe do. I don't know.
But do we just not have as much eyes on other celebrities?
True. It is a tricky one. And I do think, well, while I'm not going to say she's in the right, I do think that maybe let up a little bit, but I also don't think she's in the right. But, you know, another bit of that, and something I did want to touch on, is recently Jack Sweeney, who is a name you might have heard before, has been only really sharing and posting the flight logs in relation to the carbon emissions. Now, the flight logs are completely available publicly. That's something to be very aware of. Taylor's team of lawyers and so on have actually threatened to sue over stalking and harassment behavior. Now, it is worth mentioning Sweeney did this to Elon Musk a couple years ago, and he threatened the same thing. Technically and legally, Sweeney really isn't doing anything wrong.
I think it's like free information, isn't it? Public information?
Yeah, and it's like, I know I just said maybe let up a little bit, but it's holding celebrities and people with, you know, private jets who put out all this carbon emission, holding them accountable? I'm not complaining about it. I think Jack should completely get off free. In fact, he's doing a very good thing in theory.
I think so. I think it's basically just journalism.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I think that obviously, like, PR teams are aware of how bad it looks, and so that's why they're trying to threaten him and, like, you know, just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a branding
thing. It's bad publicity.
Definitely. But I'm pro Jack. You go, Jack.
Yeah, and I'll be pro Jack until I go red. Here is Till I Go Red by Bruno Plum. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. On your way to work.
On your way to school.
During your cup of morning brown.
Ew.
Get Serial. Sin Media acknowledges and pays respect to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nation, on whose unceded lands the Sin Office and Sin Studios stand. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past and present. We extend this respect to the traditional custodians of the land and waters where Sin content is produced, where Sin content reaches, and where Sin partner organizations stand. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and no treaty has ever been signed. Always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land. And welcome back to Get Serial. That's right, your premiere serial breakfast show. And Annabelle's actually stepped out for a minute because we have a very, very special guest coming in just a little bit. And, you know, if you're interested in the Lunar New Year or anything to do with it, stay tuned because I'm quite excited for this interview. And as I said, it's our first interview of the year. So definitely, definitely, you know, get hyped for it. I'm hyped. But with that, if you want to keep up to date with anything Get Serial, you can do so at Get Serial Sin on Instagram. You can do so on Get Serial Sin on TikTok as well, where we will be posting things. We're just setting a few things more, a few things up still, but we will post as soon as we can. But obviously, if you do want to keep up to date with any previous episodes or special interviews that you might have missed, you can do so at Get Serial Sin on all your favorite podcast platforms. Those include Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Omni FM. Now, with that, we're going to dive into another couple of songs, but before we do, there are helplines available if you or someone you know may need someone to speak to. Those helplines are Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636, Kids Helpline at 1800 55 1800, and QLife Helpline at 1800 184 527. And as I said, if you need help or if someone you know needs help, please do reach out. They are wonderful services, and there is no shame whatsoever in reaching out for help. So do if you need to. But with that, we are going to dive into our next song, and it is Clean Cut by Charm Finches. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
You just heard the beautiful song by King of Sweden. It was King of Sweden. It was a great track. And before that, what were we listening to, Bianca?
Before that, we were listening to Clean Cut by Charm of Finches, which is part of our Sweet 16. Check it out every week at sin.org.au, or, of course, check it out on the Sunday Sweets show every Sunday at 5 p.m. You may just hear your new favourite song. But we have someone special in studio, Annabelle.
We do. I'm really excited about this. This is our first interview of the year. And we've got a writer, producer, and screenwriter in today. Her work has been published and awarded in Australia, the UK, and the United States, with her latest work featured at QV Melbourne for the Year of the Dragon. Please welcome Bonwai Ju to the studio.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And I think we'll open with a bit of a basic question here. At Get Serial, we are passionate about everything breakfast. Last year we had a segment completely based around porridge, and it was every single week. But I have to know, what is your dream breakfast?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, if I were on holiday, my dream breakfast is the full continental.
Very nice.
I mean, absolutely everything. And then they also give me extras, so when I step out, I have something for lunch.
Ooh.
But then when I'm not on holidays, I guess the dream breakfast is anything I can get in my mouth before I run off.
Fair, so, I feel that.
Minimum coffee.
Minimum.
And coffee and coffee.
What kind of coffee? I've got to ask.
I've got a coffee machine at home, and it's a Sunbeam. it's just filtered coffee. It's just an espresso. But flat white is what I like.
Ooh, nice.
It's a good start to the day, I'd say. You need your coffee, especially on a morning show. You need to be caffeinated, so I'm glad you're ready to go today.
Definitely.
But absolutely.
I wanted to ask you a bit more about your work. You've obviously created written texts, such as like fairy tales, crimes, memoirs. You've also created work for the screen as well. Can you tell us a bit about the different processes involved for writing for like film versus writing for storytelling?
Okay. Well, I think you're spot on. Storytelling is the key. So whatever medium you choose, you need to really think about the story, because story is really what drives the drama. It drives interest. So that is really what I focus on. And then what you choose, how you choose to present it, it really depends what's your purpose, you know. So I started nonfiction. I even started even very academic. And then I changed and did a lot of memoirs, and then into fiction. And then screen is probably my latest projects, because I wanted to tell these family stories. I wanted to tell them for a long time based on old letters from my grandfather and a friend of mine who went to film school. She said, look, first she said, why don't we do a radio show? And I just thought, no, I didn't know anything about that. And then she said, oh, actors looking for short films told by Australian Chinese. So we thought, let's have a go at that.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
That's great. Well, you've had a lot of success with your latest film. It's called Mei Mei Speak More Chinese. And I believe that it was actually part of the Multicultural Film Festival in 2023. I have to say, I watched it. It is such a beautiful exploration of kind of growing up with a mixed cultural heritage and how you stay connected to your Chinese culture while also growing up in Australia as a fourth generation Chinese Australian. Was it hard to delve into that kind of more personal side of storytelling for the screen, or what was the process like for you?
Yes, there's always an emotional element. That's the whole point. You know, you need to really have, it must drive the emotion at the end. But I think it was, first of all, it was time constraints.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, when you have a very short time span, you really need to just sort of hone in on what is it you're really trying to capture. And in my case, I really just wanted to focus on a theme that kept repeating in my life, which I couldn't understand. You know, when you're young, you don't know why, you know, you're told to do things and you're just thinking, but why do I have to do this? You know, Mum doesn't speak Chinese, why do I have to speak Chinese? And so there's like a mystery. So you're going through that process as you're telling the story, and finally you get to the climax and it's all resolved.
No, it's a beautiful story, and I loved hearing the kind of motive of Mei Mei, speak more Chinese, and yeah, like how it summed it up. It was beautifully done. Do you think, because you talk about in the film how your mum didn't speak Chinese but your grandma didn't speak English, so you were the intermediary, do you think that, like, kind of playing the role as a translator showed you as a child how important words were and storytelling? Did that influence it in any way? Or
Words were absolutely important, because I didn't speak any English when I came to Australia, and you could just see how powerful, when you have the language, it is just so powerful, and how important it is to use it in the right way. Because words, as they say, spelling, it's like a spell. Yeah. You know, you use it for the positive or the negative. It's very important, the words you choose. So I worked really hard to learn English. I sounded Australian when I was very young, but I had a lot of trouble with the grammar and the reading, because that took longer. So that was always the thing with me, the language. And the Mimi, it could be about anyone. Look, I'm Mimi because I'm second born, the younger sister. But that whole story could be really about anyone who's sort of caught in these ancestral sort of patterns and traumas that is almost unconscious, how we keep repeating them generation after generation, and to really sort of question, why are we doing this? You know, because of the impact it's having on everyone.
Yeah.
Definitely. And look, don't go anywhere, because we're going to be back with the same interview in just a couple minutes. We're going to dive into a song. Are you excited to listen to a wonderful tune by the wonderful Emmy Jones? Here is Endless Possibilities by Emmy Jones.
You just heard All Night by Keita Alexander featuring Laurel, which is part of our Sweet 16 playlist. You can find it on sin.org.au or check out the Sweet 16 Instagram for the full playlist.
Ooh.
Before that, you heard Endless Possibilities by Emmy Jones and Jessie Pajamas. And speaking of endless possibilities, we have got Bon Waiju back in the studio with us to tell us all about Lunar New Year, I should say, and the endless possibilities that come with it.
Definitely. And I think I'll start off with this one. Now, for those who don't know, it is the Year of the Dragon. Now, the dragon is a powerful symbol in Chinese culture, representing strength, luck, and prosperity. How does the symbol of the dragon inspire you in your writing?
Well, the dragon is the only creature of the 12 animal signs that is mythical. So it gives you extra luck and power, and really extra oomph this year. So it's gifted with wisdom, benevolence, confidence, accomplishment, and, of course, good luck. So for me, in the story I've written that's now at QV, if you scan a code at QV by the giant Dragon's Tail installation, you'll be able to read it. That story is inspired by the characteristics of the 12 animals, and in particular by the dragon. I won't give away too much, but I just find it fascinating, the 12 symbols, because when I grew up in Hong Kong, no one would ask, how old are you? They always say, what's your animal symbol? And they can work it out. So I've always been just so interested in how the Chinese method of counting time is sort of through this system of characteristics and personalities and sort of destiny that's been around, I think, thousands, even 3000 BC or something.
Hmm. You were telling us off air how you don't just have an animal for your year of birth. You have one for your month, for your day, and even to the hour, which is something I did not know at all. And so, like, the endless possibilities, speaking of the song that we just listened to how that defines your character, are amazing. Can you tell us, what's your sign?
Well, I'm the year of the monkey. I'm the month of the horse. And I'm the hour of the horse. So I have a lot of horse characteristics. And what are they? I guess they're hard work. They're good at working hard for others. And they're tolerant. And there's a certain popularity appeal to horses as well. and I am the day, I was born on a Thursday. Mm. Now, because there are only 7 days of the week and there are 12 animals, there's a bit of doubling up. Thursday is the day of the rat and pig, Sunday's monkey, and Monday's goat, Tuesday's dragon.
Yeah.
But sometimes they also equate Tuesday with pig as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of
overlapping. So it's just so interesting. So I may show people I'm a monkey. Monkey stands for fantasy and imagination, entertainment. Monkey, very mischievous. But my true animal is rat, and rat and pig. And rat is the survivor.
Yeah.
And rat is the very resourceful one. If you know rats, you might notice, do they hoard? I think they do.
I have to ask my mum if she hoards.
They do, yes, they do.
So I'm a bit of a hoarder, off the record.
That's very true to who you are, from what it sounds like. You're creative, as you're saying, like a monkey. You create, you bring joy. And that's lovely. It's interesting how spot on that kind of is. You're hardworking. And speaking of hardworking, you did mention that your story is going to be available to see at QV Melbourne. I believe it started up yesterday, the Chinese New Year event, the Lunar New Year event, I should say. What can kind of audience members expect to see?
Okay, the installation went live yesterday. It will be there for 2 weeks until the 21st of February. And if you attend, it's in QV Square, the open air area. If you see the dragon between 1 and 4 o'clock, they'll be giving away lucky red packets, the envelopes, red packet, lacy or hongbao. Go along because you might win something, you know.
It's only for two weeks,
yes. And as you know, red packets are very significant during the Lunar New Year. It's just it's full of money. Normally it's full of money, though I put scratchies in it now. I change everything. In Australia, I don't really follow the rules because traditionally they go from older to younger, senior to junior, boss to employee, and married people to single people.
Yeah.
So they really were fantastic when you were a kid. When I was a kid in Hong Kong, I didn't fit any of those giving categories yet, so we just got lacy galore.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'll ask one final question for you. What do you have coming in the pipeline? Have you got anything you might want to hype up or maybe just hint at for future listeners or future readers?
Well, I guess the Mimi movie was... Well, very surprising for us. We just sort of made it. It was actually all shot in one day.
Oh, wow.
We just went for it. And we didn't expect the sort of response we got. So we're working on another one, like part two. So that's a project that's sort of bubbling.
Ooh.
And I'm always writing something. I guess I don't want to give away too much because I'm not sure what I'm doing. You know, sometimes you've got all these things happening, so I don't know which is next sort of, the next thing that'll be happening. But all I can say, look, all writers, creatives, we all have fingers in everything. Everything's happening.
No, totally. And if someone wants to keep up to date with you, likes what you're doing, where can they find you to do so?
Well, you can find me on my website. It's www.bonwaichou.com.
Definitely. That will be linked in the interview if you have a look on the Omni page when we put it up. But otherwise, thank you so, so much for joining us. And, I don't know about you, Annabelle, that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was lovely hearing about your creative process and hearing a bit more about your installation. And we've loved having you in the studio. Thank you so much.
It's been great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And with that, we're going to dive into our next song. Here is Bless the Telephone by Leiby Siffre. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. No More Birthdays by Sophie May. Before that was In My Head by New Dad. And before that one was Bless the Telephone by Leiby Siffre. Now, those first two songs, In My Head and No More Birthdays, were from our Sweet 16. You can check that out every single week at sin.org.au. You can also check it out on the Sunday Sweets show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Or, as Annabelle said earlier, you can always check it out on their Instagram. Go check it out. But, If you want to check things out, why not check out cinder.org.au/get involved, where you can get involved.
I'm shocked.
Definitely. Like, get involved in the show. Come join us. You just heard our wonderful interview with Bon Y. I've got to say, one of my favourite ones I've ever done. She was absolutely wonderful and lovely. But if you want to join in and maybe interview someone you want to interview, maybe you're like, wow, I'd love to interview... Oh, who's a dream interview for you?
Bianca Scanlon, always.
You know, if you want to come in and interview me, we can organise that. You just have to join us. We're looking for hosts, we're looking for editors, we're looking for journalists. If you're not confident behind the microphone, you know what? That's fair. I understand that. You can write. We can send you off to special occasions.
Ooh.
Like, for example, what's coming up? Let's see, the St. Kilda Festival, Midsummer Festival.
Lunar New Year.
Lunar New Year.
We've got Valentine's Day.
There's heaps of things for you to join in and do.
There's so many things to do. And it's a lot of fun. And as Bianca said, if you're a little nervous behind the microphone, A, you don't have to be behind the microphone, but B, you can still come and kind of build up your confidence. I was very nervous when I first started, and it's a great way to kind of learn new skills. It's the year of the dragon, time to be bold, adventurous, try new things, and get involved.
Definitely. And look, if you are worried about, you know, oh, maybe I won't get anything else, you will. Genuinely, you will get things out of this.
You get 2 hours with Bianca and Annabelle. What a way to start your day.
Even outside of that, you'll make amazing friends, you'll make amazing contacts, and you'll make lifelong memories that will stick with you for the rest of your life. Genuinely, I have considered so many times getting a little tattoo with 90.7 FM and little logos from the show I was on because it's that important. It's that much fun. But look, if you want to join... come join. I'm not going to hype you up anymore. I think if you've decided, you've decided. Maybe you've got a friend. You're like, this person's been considering making their own podcast. Stop them. Let's be real. Oh, so many podcasts get lost in the shuffle. Why don't they do something a little bit higher up? Get on the radio. Get on a live broadcast.
We'd love to have you. Go to sin.org.au/get involved, or you can go to our Instagram, getserialsin, and there's a little link in our bio. So you sign up directly for
check
us.
Check out our link tree. But with that, obviously, we're going to dive into our next song. And, you know, I wanted to play this guy last week. Not last week, on Monday even. This week's gone very quickly. I wanted to play him on Monday, but I didn't feel like it was right to play him with the whole top 10 songs. So I decided, you know, we're going to play him this week. He's got a bit of a heavier sound. Here is Nate Wants to Battle with Forgotten. You're listening to Get Serial. That's right, Get Serial on Sin. That was Forgotten by Nate Wants to Battle. And don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you or the fact it is the end of the show. Unfortunately, we are barreling towards 10 o'clock. And with that comes a wonderful array of shows later today. So definitely stay tuned on Sin Radio, 90.7 FM. But with that, or maybe you're listening on the website, sin.org.au. If you are, hi, how are you? Tell us everything you know and everything you like about the show. Where you can do that is...
on our Instagram at GetSerialSin, on our TikTok at GetSerialSin, or, you know, by pigeon mail. If you find a way to train a pigeon to come to us, we will read the letter.
Send it by sausage.
Send it by sausage.
If someone sends a sausage to the Sin P.O. box for Get Serial, we will shout you out. If you do, please let us know ahead of time so it's not like sitting in the offices, like, getting icky over the weekend. But, like, that is cool. I would love to shout you out if you did that. But... of course, if you want to catch up with anything we've done, you can do so at our socials, as Annabelle mentioned. But you can also do so on the platforms that have podcasts on them. Those include Spotify, Omni FM, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and literally anywhere else where good podcasts can be found. If you want to find that, just search Get Serial Sin. You'll notice that they look a little bit more bougie. They look really nice recently.
I think so. I think that if you love beautiful graphic design, you will definitely love our social accounts. And you should definitely click follow. You know what? I'm not above telling you that you should go follow us on Instagram. We're doing fun stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Like, keep up to date. But with that, as I said, we are reaching the end of the show. Thank you so, so much for listening. And otherwise, have a wonderful day. Hit us up on our Instagram if you have anything interesting that you think we should know. But we'll see you again on Monday. Same Get Serial time, same Get Serial place.